Hello there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to what I think is going to be a pretty awesome podcast. If you've looked at the title, you already know what it is. But American Printing House for the Blind has just released Nearby Explorer for iOS. And I thought I would do a podcast on this. Several people actually requested me to do this, and I'm happy to oblige. This is really awesome. This is awesome that it's the app has come to this platform. Of course, it's been on Android for quite a while. And I actually did a podcast using Android with it a while back. So you may or may not want to go back and listen to that one. You don't have to, because I'll cover the app in detail on iOS. And I was a beta tester for it, and I did give them a lot of feedback. And one of the things I did suggest was not to release the app until it had all the features of the Android version. And for the most part, that is the case. It actually came to Android first because they had the Braille Plus 18, which was their which was a note taker that APH made, and then Nearby Explorer was part of that, and they decided to offer the app separately as a standalone app for Android, which was an awesome idea. And then they decided to develop it on iOS, and I'm glad it's on both platforms because there are many blind people that use both platforms, and some people, like myself, use both platforms, you know, on different devices. So, and many times, actually, it comes to iOS first, and Android is kind of treated as an afterthought. So, in this case, it was kind of the opposite, but I'm glad it's on both platforms, and it's an awesome app. I think it's probably the best blindness-related GPS app for any smartphone, really, whether it's iOS or Android. The other ones, of course, on iOS that are common are Blind Square and the Seeing Eye app, and I'll do some comparisons along the way to those. Many people were asking, is it better than Seeing Eye, in particular, the Seeing Eye app? And the answer to that, I think, is an unequivocal yes. No comparison even, and I'll point out the reasons why as we go along. So anyway, the app is available for $79, which is a pretty good price considering for anybody that remembers when Mobile Geo was out for Windows Mobile, that was like $900, I think it was. Wow, how times have changed. So the app was just released yesterday, so what we'll do in the podcast, I may not have time to show you every single feature, but I'll give you a tour of the app. We'll look at the features, and then we'll actually go out and put it through its paces. And I've got a destination that I've never traveled to before in mind to test out the app with. So I guess I should do a disclaimer first before I continue. I don't work for APH. They did not ask me to do this. They did not offer me anything to do this. This is done solely of my own doing. Even though I'm definitely endorsing the app, I think it's awesome. Nobody gave me anything to do that or asked me to do that. Some people, like I say, asked me to do a podcast on it, which I'm happy to do. But the company itself did not ask me or offer me anything to do that. So anyway, that out of the way, what I'm using is an iPhone 5S running iOS 9.3.4, which is the newest update. And I've still got the iPhone 5S. I like the smaller screen. I don't really like the bigger screens, and if I do upgrade, I'll probably end up getting the iPhone SE because I like the smaller screen, and I've got a juice pack case that fits it. So, anyway, that having been said, let's get into some of the features of this app. What can you use it for? Well, you can use it to find out where you are. You can use it to have it tell you upcoming streets, places that you're passing, and you can also use it to get directions to a place, and you can also virtually explore the map. You can find out what streets are close to you. You can virtually travel in any direction. So the app really does quite a bit of stuff. You need about 4 gigs on your device for the app because it downloads the NavTech maps. NavTech are the maps that it uses. So you can use it without a data connection, although if you have a data connection, it's really a lot better because it can actually use Google or Foursquare to get the names of places that you're close to. So having a data connection is good, and really, it's probably pretty rare these days to be in a place without cell coverage, so you should be fine there. But you can still use the onboard maps, if nothing else, if you're out of coverage for some reason. Anyway, let's go ahead and open the app. And now, one other thing. There's a bug in iOS 9 where the app is self-voicing. Of course, you can access it with VoiceOver on the screen, but the app also is self-voicing just like the Android version is, so you can lock your screen and have as much feedback as you want, but it only uses the compact voices. And that's a bug in iOS 9. Even if you set it for the enhanced voices, it still uses the compact. Apparently, that's going to be fixed in iOS 10. All right. Well, let's go ahead and open the app.
Open. Unlock. Unlock.
And I did slow the speech down in the app. You can set that.
Page 1 of 3. Page 2 of 3. Nearby Explorer.
And let's open it up.
Nearby United States. Missouri. St. Louis City. County. St. Louis. Jamieson Avenue, 60 feet west.
Okay. It says St. Louis. I don't know why Samantha says it that way, but she does. To keep any of the chatter done, I'm going to go ahead and pause the GPS at this point. There's a pause button at the top.
Nearby pause button. Pause.
And what that essentially does is it turns off the GPS because we don't need that at this point. Of course, we'll be using that a lot more once we get outside. But for now, I just want to show you what the app looks like. So what we've got here is on the screen. Let's just go through some of the controls.
Resume.
Got the resume button.
Geobeam off.
Geobeam. What that is a feature. It's kind of like the look around wand. In Seeing Eye, if you're familiar with that, basically you can point the device in different directions, and it will tell you what place is in that direction. I'm probably not going to do too much with playing with that in this case, just because again, there's not time to cover every feature. But it is definitely there if you want to use that and play with it.
Compass off.
Okay. Compass. You can turn that on, and if you put your phone then in a vertical position. The app will actually use the compass instead of the GPS. Again, I usually keep that off because the GPS is quite accurate. But again, if you want to use that, you can definitely do so. Now, what we'll get into now on the screen are a lot of items, and you'll notice that it'll say switch button on or switch button off, which of course is iOS's equivalent of checkboxes. Now, if these are switched on, the item will be spoken anytime it changes, even if your screen is locked. And if you don't want to hear a certain thing, then you just turn that switch off. So you have total control over how much or how little feedback you get. So let's go through these options. And they also have a context menu, which I'll also show you. So let's just look at the items.
Radius down. Button.
Radius down, radius up. That determines...
Radius up.
How far it queries for a place. I got mine set at 300 feet, which is pretty good. It'll give you pretty close places, but you can change that if you want to.
Country, United States. Okay. Switch button. On.
Okay, so the country.
Actions available.
It says actions available because there is a context menu. Actually, let me show you that on this menu because these items are always in the context menu, but some of the items offer more of them. So,
show menu.
If you swipe down, you've got show menu.
Save location as favorite.
Save location as favorite.
Set location as watch.
Set location as watch.
Enable virtual navigation.
Enable virtual navigation, which we'll look at a little bit later.
Close.
And just close. Those options are always in the context menu.
Switch button.
But there are some of the options actually have other options in the context menu, which we'll look at when we get there. All right, so we got country.
Compass, radius, country, United States. Switch button on. State, Missouri.
State, Missouri. That'll announce if you change states.
County, St. Louis, city. County.
County.
City, St. Louis.
City. Oh, it says St. Louis. There's an S there. That's kind of odd that Samantha does that, but okay, it is what it is. Anyway, these are pretty self-explanatory. County, city.
Zip code 63,000.
Zip code. Now that one,
switch button off.
You notice I have that switched off. I don't need to hear when I switch zip codes usually, but if you wanted to hear that automatically, you could switch it on. Keep in mind that any of these options, even if they're switched off, you can always use VoiceOver, find it on the screen, and read the current item. Whether it's on or off only determines whether things are spoken if the screen is locked.
Cutting. Switch
heading,
on.
You probably definitely want to keep that on because that announces when you change direction.
If you're stopped, it's just blank because you're not moving. So I definitely prefer to keep that on.
Street number 3914.
Street number, I keep that off because you probably don't want to hear it every time that changes, the address changes. But if you want that on, you can certainly turn that on and it will speak the address changes as you move around.
Street name Jameson Avenue, 90 feet west.
Street name, well, I'm inside, so it says Jameson, 90 feet west. It does actually announce if you're away from a street. You can actually turn that off, and then it won't do that. I think that's in the context menu for the street. Let's see.
Choose address provider.
Choose address provider. You can choose the onboard maps, which I have it set to, or you can have it use Apple Maps.
Disable off-road indication.
Disable off-road indication. So if you do that, then it won't say the closest street, like 90 feet away, if you're
safe location
not
is
on a street.
Set, enable, then, you, close. Enable,
then you've got the other close. Options that we had
close.
Before. Okay.
Street heading.
So,
street name, Jameson Avenue,
street name,
switch button, on,
okay,
approaching, switch
approaching,
button, on.
You probably want to keep that on because that will tell you what street you're approaching, and that's one area where Nearby Explorer does so much better than the Seeing Eye app, as I'll show you when we get outside. It does a much, Seeing Eye would tell you what street you were approaching, but only when you got to it, at least when your screen was locked. And I'll talk more about that when we get outside. But
guidance
that really only applies if you've got something set as a destination, which we will end up doing. That's where the directions will automatically be spoken. If you don't have a destination set, it doesn't do anything. So you can usually leave that on.
Nearby G's Tattoo Art Gallery.
Nearby.
Actions
actually,
available.
I got that switched.
Nearby G's Tattoo Art Gallery. Switch button. Off.
I guess I have that off. I'll turn that
on.
Because I do want to hear that. I think I may have accidentally turned it off there. So that will tell you the nearest, the closest place. Now, there is some interesting things in that context menu, so let's open it. Let's swipe down.
Show menu. Choose search provider.
Choose search provider. I think what we'll do, maybe, is just for the comparison, when we go out at first, maybe we'll try one provider. Maybe we'll switch over, and then when we travel to the destination, we'll use one of the search providers, and then on the way back, we'll try the other one, and we'll see what the difference is. So, choose search provider. You can choose.
Selected. Foursquare.
Foursquare is selected now, and it said the closest thing was a tattoo gallery, I think, which I'm not sure what that is. I'm not familiar with any of that around here. I'll switch over to Google.
Onboard.
You can do onboard, too. There are some POIs in the onboard maps, but again, I would say if you have a data connection, use either Google or Foursquare. Okay, so let's switch to Google.
Select Google Places.
And see.
Select near Jameson A, that Lindenwood Place and B bus station.
So the closest place now is the bus stop at Jameson and Lindenwood. So you know, it's kind of cool that you can switch between Google and Foursquare. And each one will provide some different things. There's some other things in that context menu I want to show you.
Nearby Explorer. Heading. Guidance. Nearby Positions. Nearby Jameson AVAC. Show menu.
Okay. Let's go back in the menu.
Choose search provider.
So you can choose the search provider.
Maximum places per location.
Maximum places per location. Now this...
Four. Pick an item.
I've got it set at four. You can set this between 1 and 8. And you might be tempted to set it all the way up so you get as much information as you can. I did that for a while when I was a beta tester, but it's a lot of extraneous speech. So I've got mine set at 4. So you can set that however you want, and it determines how many places it automatically gives you as you move around. We'll leave it at 4. But again, if you want up to 8, you can do that. Just keep in mind, especially when you first open the app, you're going to get a lot of speech if you do that. So
cancel. Button.
We'll just
okay.
Tell it
button.
Okay there.
Okay.
I didn't change it. Okay.
City St.
So,
approaching. Guidance. Nearby.
All right, let's
show menu.
Go back to the context menu.
Choose search provider. Maximum. Disable nearby places.
Disable nearby places. That will make it. There's actually several things with the place option that you can have. You can disable places.
Disable nearby favorites.
Disable favorites. I don't have any favorites right now.
Enable nearby transit stops.
Enable nearby transit stops. I'll go ahead and enable that.
Save location. Enable nearby
because,
transit stop.
Enable
nearby transit stop. Nearby Jameson A, that Lindenwood Place and B bus station. Switch button.
Yeah.
On.
And what that will do, if it's supported, they, the transit information is available for a lot of different cities. As you pass bus stops, it will tell you what bus it is and the time of the next bus, which is kind of a nifty thing. Okay, so that's the context menu for the places option. Now the next option.
Nearby position, 60 feet northwest.
Nearby position. I usually have that off because I usually just like to know what I'm passing. I don't really need to know the distance as much, but for the sake of this podcast, I'll go ahead and enable that.
On.
Okay, and there is some items in the context menu here too.
Set radius.
Set radius. So.
Enable report as clock. Set radius.
And you can also enable it to report as a clock face, which I don't like the clock face. I prefer to have it say the direction instead. So. But if you want to set the radius.
Set radius. Selected. 525 feet.
Actually, I've got it at 525. Let's Well, that's a good distance. I thought it was a 300, but we'll leave it at 525. But you can change it.
300 feet. 225 feet. 150 feet. 75 feet. Set radius.
So 75 is the lowest it goes.
3,000 feet. 1, 2 miles. 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30 miles.
And it's got 30 miles as the highest one, so we won't change that.
Set radius. 2,250 feet. 3,000 feet. 1,200.
Go back to
175. 300.
500.
Selected.
525.
Selected.
Near Jamieson Avenue, Place, and V Bus Station, 60 feet northwest.
And when you, whenever you change the radius, it always requests a new place from the whatever search provider you're using. Okay.
Nearby Jamieson Avenue. All right. Nearby position. Watch.
Watch. You can set. That's kind of like the Sendero. If for those of you who use the Sendero apps. The getting warmer function. It's very similar to that. You can set a destination to be watched, and then it doesn't really give you turn-by-turn direction, but it'll tell you how close you are to it.
Speed. Switch
speed. If you want to know how fast you're going, I've got that disabled. But again, if you want it automatically spoken, you can enable it.
Altitude.
Switch altitude.
Button. Accuracy. Switch button. Off.
Accuracy, and actually I've got the GPS paused, so there's nothing to say there.
Vertical accuracy. Switch button. Off.
Vertical accuracy. And that's the last item. So all of those, again, you can toggle on or off. And if you want them automatically spoken, you turn it on. If you don't, it's off. So what I've essentially got enabled now for our trip and our demonstration is the number of the address is off, because that would be constantly updating. We've got the current street on, the upcoming street, the nearest point of interest, and the distance away from that point of interest. Those are the main things that I have enabled. City, state, those are enabled also, but those aren't going to change any. So we should get some pretty good information with that. There's some other options on the screen here that I'll show you.
Streets button.
Streets, if we open that up, we can see what streets are around here.
Streets, Jamieson Avenue, Bradley Avenue, 0.7 miles north heading east, Cab F, Arthur Avenue, 0.5 miles north heading west and east, Hancock Avenue, 0.4 miles north heading west and east, Marquette Avenue, 0.4 miles north heading west, Hancock Avenue, nearby Explorer, so. Jamieson Avenue, go to, button, Hampton Avenue, 1.8 miles south heading north, Hampton Avenue, 1.8 miles,
so it's a good way to get what streets are close to you,
Explorer. Back
so
button.
Let's go back
nearby,
to the home screen,
transit, select, favorites, button,
so,
search, button,
favorites, which I don't have any favorites.
Street.
Search, we'll get into that in a minute. Let me just show you the Virtually Explorer item for those that are curious about that. To do that, you open the context menu for any item, really.
City St. Louis. Switch show menu.
So we'll just open the context menu and we'll do
set enable virtual navigation.
Enable virtual navigation.
Enable virtual navigation. Favorites. Button.
Okay, so now what we've got here is it will show on the screen.
City St. Louis. Zip code 63,100.
It's still got all the items, but then there's buttons on the bottom now.
Help. Tap. Settings. Map. Follow road. South. Button.
And we can tap any of these.
East. West. North.
And button. Travel 20 yards in that direction. So let's say we want to go
west.
West.
Button. Heading west. Jamieson Avenue.
And if we keep going.
Heading west. South. Bancroft Avenue ahead 660 feet.
There's an option, follow roads, and you can enable or disable that. If it's enabled, it'll follow the road. If it has to turn, it will.
West. West.
No.
East.
Button. Let's go. North. Let me try going north.
Heading north. Lindenwood Avenue ahead 90 feet. North.
So if we keep going north.
Collison Avenue left side 720 feet. Near north. Jamieson 8 at Lindenwood Place SB 17 feet west. North.
Okay.
North. Jamieson 8 at Lindenwood Place SB 120 feet south.
Yeah. So it just,
North.
So.
West.
Now if we east. Go east maybe.
East. Jamieson 8 at Lindenwood Place SB 210 feet southwest. East.
Okay. So that just gives you an idea if you want to virtually explore the map. When you're done with it, you just disable it. And then once we get outside and we resume the GPS, it'll pick up the current location again. So I'll just go back into the context menu for any item.
Save
you can get to that end.
Disable virtual navigate. Disable
that.
Navigate. Street number 3824. Switch button. Street name Jamieson Avenue. Street
so we're virtually like a block away from where we are for real.
Actions
but again,
available.
Once we get outside, it'll pick that back up again, so that won't be a problem. Okay, so then we've got you got some tabs on the bottom. You've got transit here. Let's see.
Transit.
Open that up.
Nearby Explorer. Back button. Empty list. Nearby Explorer. Back button. Show more stops. Button. Show more stops. Nearby Explorer. Back button. Nearby. Show more stop. Cab S. Show more stops. Button. Show more stops. Empty list.
It doesn't really have anything around here at this point. I wonder if they didn't implement that yet, or I'm not sure. It
empty list.
Okay. Because it will call the bus stations as we pass them.
63,000 help.
So we've got
favorites.
You got your tabs then. Home. That's where you'll be most of the time.
Map.
Map.
2 or 4.
Now this is a cool feature. What they've done. If we go to the map tab. Okay.
Loading. Loading. Mom's Deli. Nearby
so
Explorer.
You got your
Mom's Deli. Starbucks. Hancock Ave. East West.
As you swipe.
Zoom near Jamieson Ave. Six solids and SB bus station 60 feet north.
As you swipe around.
Zollison Avenue. Far road. Jamieson Ave. Zollison S. Jamieson Avenue 90 feet deep. Near Jamieson Ave. Prono and B bus station 120 feet northeast.
Now, here's the other cool thing you can do with this, though. If you use the rotor...
Headings. Containers. Words. Characters. Points of interest.
Points of interest. I'm not sure how they added that as a voiceover rotor. I guess there's an API to do that. But if you do that, now if you swipe up and down... Well...
Streets. Button.
There's nothing. I guess there's none.
Zoom 18 at Prono Wave. One way. East-west. Zoom 17X. Zoom 16X. Avenue.
Oh, okay, it zooms. I see. Okay.
Speed bus station, Jamieson Avenue, nearby Jamieson Ave, at Thalassen, 60 feet north.
And as you zoom in and out, it announces what you're doing. So again, it does have some virtual map exploration also. So I'm going to go ahead and set the voiceover back to
words, containers, headings, characters.
Characters. That's usually where I keep it. And then you've got
help settings tab.
Settings.
3 of 4.
Where you can
report
set
distances in metric units. Switch button.
You can set to report distances in metric. There's an option to do feet instead of yards, which is something I like to do. I like feet better. You can adjust the speech rate, the volume. You can set your route for pedestrian mode or vehicle. Matter of fact, let's check that.
Report. Allow Gia Beeman. Adjust speech button. Choose address provider. Button. Choose search provider.
And some of these. We're in the context menus also, but they're also in the settings screen.
Route settings.
Route button. Settings. That's where we need to go.
Route settings. Pedestrian mode. Switch button. On.
It's on. Okay, good.
Route optimization.
And there's some other ones you can set fastest or shortest for driving. That's what that applies to. Okay.
Nearby
so
explorer.
So that's
nearby,
basically
nearby
the screen
explorer.
Layout.
Nearby explorer.
Let's go
heading.
Back to the
home
screen.
Selected. Home.
Okay.
1 of 4.
So, I'm going to go ahead and lock my screen for the moment.
Screen locked.
So, that's essentially the screen. So, again, you've got kind of a toolbar at the top where you have the GeoBeam and the compass options if you want to turn those on and off. You've got a pause and resume button for the GPS. And then you've got on the screen, you've got each item that you can turn on and off as to whether or not you want it automatically spoken. And, again, swipe down on any of those to open up the context menu. For that item, that's where you can, like on the place one, you can set
your provider and that type of thing. Then on the bottom, you've got a toolbar with the streets option. There's a search option, which we're going to use here in a minute. And then you've got the tabs, the map option, the home. The home is going to be where you are most of the time. And the settings, and then you've got the help, which actually will open the user's guide for the app. All right, why don't we get into the good stuff? I'm going to pause this. Let's go outside, and here's what I kind of have in mind to do. I live really close to a park. Let's go for a little walk in that park, and we'll go up a couple of streets. And then we'll type in the destination, and I've got a destination in mind that we've never been to. We're not going to do Mom's Deli this time, for those of you who have listened to my previous podcast, or the donut place. We're going to do something else, and we'll talk about that when we get there, when we get to that point. So then we'll, from the park, we'll do the destination, we'll type it in, and we'll head there, and we'll use one of the search providers to do that, and then we'll head back, we'll use the other search provider, okay? So that's kind of what we'll do here. All right, I'm going to pause this, grab my cane, and we'll go ahead and go outside. And I'll leave the GPS paused until we get over to the park, and then we'll resume, and it'll pick up the current location and give us our information, okay? So we'll pause this, and we will pick it back up in just a minute. Okay, so we are back on the recording over at the park here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and try to juggle this with two hands. I got my phone and my recorder. But what we're going to do is go ahead and
open cat unlock button.
Let me turn off my Wi-Fi actually first.
Nearby Explorer 952 control center.
Okay.
Nearby Wi-Fi on off.
Turn that off there. Okay. So what I'm going to do?
Nearby Explorer 952 4G.
Yep, I've got a good
bars.
Coverage. Okay, so I'm going to do resume now and reactivate the GPS.
Nearby resume button. Resume.
Jamieson Avenue 150 pause. Feet west
button.
And no 90 feet east. Pruneau Avenue 120 feet south. Near Southwest Family Chiropractic Doctor 450 feet northwest. Lindenwood Avenue. Near Jamieson Ave at Lindenwood Place SB Bus Station 240 feet west. Near Jamieson Ave at Lindenwood Place NB Bus Station 210 feet west. Heading east, Wenslick Avenue right side 120 feet.
Okay, so I have the speech set pretty slow. I usually prefer it a bit faster, but so everybody can understand it, I slowed it down in the app. Now my screen, actually it's not locked yet. Let me lock my screen.
Screen locked.
There, okay. Now we'll still continue to get the speech. So we're heading east.
Wenslick Avenue, right side, 60 feet.
Okay, there is one of the biggest pet peeves I have with the Seeing Eye GPS app. It, when you're walking, it doesn't tell you the upcoming street until you're just about there. It updates it on the screen, but when you're walking, you can't.
Prather Avenue ahead, 360 feet.
You can't be interrogating a screen while you're walking. That's a feature, quite frankly, I cannot believe that Sendero hasn't added to that that program. When you have your screen locked, it only tells you the upcoming street when you get there. And and also, like, when you change direction, it doesn't automatically speak that.
Prather Avenue ahead 270 feet.
Yeah, see, this app, Nearby Explorer, it counts down the distance. Now you can turn that off if you want to, but we'll turn on to that.
Lindenwood Park, 480 feet north.
Yeah, Lindenwood Park. See, it, I'm using Google Places for the moment, so we'll stick with that. But we'll turn on to that street too, Prather Avenue, when we get there. It just, Nearby Explorer provides so much better information when your screen is locked than Seeing Eye ever did, really.
Prather Avenue ahead, 180 feet.
Now, Blind Square does some of that. It'll tell you every once in a while what direction you're heading and the upcoming streets when you get like 75 feet away. But out of the three, though, when it comes to providing feedback while your screen is locked and, you know, you're just listening to stuff, Nearby Explorer has it, hands down. There's just
Prather Avenue ahead, 120 feet.
There's just no comparison between any of them. this one, it just blows it all away. No other way to put it. So anyway, we're almost to the corner, and we do, we'll turn. Okay.
Prather Avenue.
Prather Avenue, yep, and we'll turn. And now the app will also say, in a minute.
Heading north.
Heading north.
Marshall Avenue, right side, 240 feet.
And it tells you, too, if the street's coming up on the right or left side, which Seeing Eye will do that. Blind Square does not. It'll just tell you the upcoming street. So again, Nearby Explorer is the best as far as providing the most information. With the Seeing Eye app, with your screen locked, it might have said Prather Avenue, but to get like the direction of travel, you'd have had to shake your phone and get all of that information, the entire screen. With Seeing Eye app, it's like not enough information,
right side, 150 feet.
Or way too much. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's this is the kind of information it'll provide you while you're walking. And again, you can enable or disable any of those items that you want. Not getting a whole lot of points of interest.
Marshall Avenue, right side, 90 feet.
90 feet, but it's on the right side, so we won't even pass it. So what I'm going to do is turn around, and let's go back the other way, back towards Lindenwood, and we'll turn onto that street, and then we'll type in our destination.
Okay. Heading south, Lindenwood Avenue ahead, 240 feet.
So again, we turn around, it says right away the direction we're heading and the street right away that we're heading towards, which is exactly what a GPS app for a blind person should do. This app is awesome. It is so awesome. So once we get to the corner, then we'll go ahead and we'll type in the destination. I just wanted to make sure we had at least...
Lindenwood Avenue ahead, 150 feet.
I wanted to make sure we had at least a couple of turns in it. And we should get some more places, too, once we get out of this park. So we use Google on the way there, and then we use Foursquare.
Lindenwood Avenue ahead, 90 feet.
On the way back, 90 feet. See? That's just about there. Okay, here we are. Okay, now we turn to the right.
Lindenwood Avenue.
And it says Lindenwood Avenue, and it should tell us our new direction as well.
Heading west.
Heading west. All right, let's stop here. Let's put in the destination. Now, the destination I have in mind, they're closed actually at this point. And it's not a restaurant. It's actually a store. It's a Catholic supply store. They have church things and church supplies, that type of thing. But it's a couple of blocks away, and it'll provide us a nice little route of travel. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have to set the recorder in my pocket while I type this in, because I need two hands to do that, to hold the phone. But hopefully you'll still be able to hear this. Well, let me explain a little bit about the search first. So the way the search works, let me see if I can do this while I'm holding this at the same time. I think I can.
Open.
Yep.
Unlock.
I can.
Unlock.
Okay. So the way the search works is
nearby
when you first tap on search, which is on the bottom of your screen.
Set map. Select transit. Favorite. Search button.
So we do search.
Search 525 feet.
You notice it
nearby
says
Explorer. Back button.
Search 525 feet. So whatever.
Lindenwood Park. Park 480 feet north, St. Louis.
Whatever search provider you have set, and whatever radius you set, it will give you all the points of interest within that area. So, for example, we've got
search provider, Lindenwood search provider button, nearby search radius depth, radius up, button.
And you can change the radius on this screen
set
too.
Radius, search field powered by Google image.
Powered by Google.
Lindenwood Park, Park 480 feet north, St.
Lindenwood
search provider button.
And that's all there is actually within 500. Some odd feet, I guess. So, now if we type in a search, which we'll do, then it will search up to 30 miles. That's what it does. So let's, I think I might be able to do this actually without having to put the recorder in my pocket.
Search 525 feet. Heading. Radius down. Set radius. Search field.
Search field. Okay, let's double tap that.
Search field.
And I'm going to type in
character mode.
Catholic
insertion
supply.
Start. X.
space, C, C,
C,
shift,
A,
A, T,
T,
H,
H,
O, O, L, L, I, X, C, C, space, S, S, U, U, P, 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 delete, L, L, A, Y, Y.
Okay.
Search.
And let's do search.
Search provider. Button. Catholic Supply of St. Louis. Powered by Google.
Okay.
Catholic Supply of St. Louis. Church 0.4 miles south, 6759 Chippewa Street. St. Louis.
I just bumped the pause button there. Let me turn the recorder to keep that from happening there. Okay, so here it is. It's 0.4 miles. It calls it a church. It's not. It's a store, actually. But that's it. So what we can do...
Catholic Supply. Store 10 miles west, 14069 Manchester Road.
Oh, there's another one there. Okay.
Catholic Supply of St.
So I think if
church,
we...
0.4 miles south,
double tap this...
Save to favorites. Get directions.
Get directions.
Set as destination.
We want to set it as a destination.
Set as watch.
You can set it as watch, and then it'll do that getting warmer function.
Go to.
Go to. Now, if we do that, okay, then it, what it will do is it'll virtually place it, place you at that destination, and then you could virtually walk from there using that enable virtual navigation like we did before. But in this case,
close.
We want to say
set as destination. Using pedestrian mode.
Country United
proceed
States.
Proceed west on Lydenwood Avenue.
On.
Okay, let's lock the screen. So,
screen lock.
It says pedestrian mode. Now, we could change the route on that watch item if we open the context menu with a swipe down. We could actually change it to a vehicle mode. And I think if it detects that you're going really fast, it will do that for you anyway. But yes, it says proceed west on Lindenwood, which we need to do. And I think it's going to tell us to turn left on Jameson.
Heading west. Winslick Avenue, left side 210 feet. In 570 feet, turn left on Jameson Avenue.
Yep. So there, and it gives you a little tone there, too, to tell you that it's a direction coming up. So, yeah, it's giving us all the information we need here. We will take that left when we get back down to the corner.
Winslick Avenue, left side, 120 feet.
So.
Heading northwest. Jameson Avenue ahead, 480 feet.
Okay.
Near Jameson Ave at Lindenwood Place and B bus station, 450 feet west. Near Jameson Ave at Lindenwood Place SB bus station, 450 feet west. Heading west, approaching Winslick Avenue, 60 feet. Heading southwest.
Now all that feedback,
I'm
not having to touch
Jameson
my screen or anything.
390 feet.
It's doing all of that itself. My screen is locked. I don't have to do anything. Seeing eye doesn't even come close to that. And I'm gonna use that for the comparison a little more than blind square, because seeing eye is the only other blindness one that does turn by turn and. It tries to tell you where you are. Well, blind square, you can combine it with something like Google Maps too, but there's just between this and seeing eye, there's just no comparison. There was some
heading west in 270 feet turn left on Jameson Avenue. Jameson Ave at Lindenwood Place SB 270 feet west.
Okay, yep, and we're almost to the turn. So I know there was some discussion on the list, well, is this better than seeing eye? And in my opinion, yes, there's no comparison. This is 100 times better. But, you know.
Heading west. In 180 feet, turn left on Jameson Avenue. Near Jameson Ave at Lindenwood Place SB bus station, 180 feet west.
To each his own, I guess, as far as which apps they use. But in my view, this is just so much better. Anyway, we're almost to the corner.
In 120 feet, turn left on Jameson Avenue. Jameson Avenue ahead, 120 feet. Jameson Ave at Lindenwood Place SB, 120 feet west. Jameson Ave at Lindenwood Place SB, 60 feet northwest. Jameson Avenue.
All right, so here it is. We take the turn to the left.
Avenue.
And now we're walking down the
heading south.
Jameson heading south. Yep.
Near Jameson Ave at Lindenwood Place and B bus station, 60 feet south.
this street's a little bit busier, so there's a little more traffic.
Jamieson Avenue.
Yep.
Jamieson Ave at Lindenwood Place and B 28 feet south. Bancroft Avenue ahead 700. Destination on Jamieson Avenue will be in 0.4 miles. Jamieson Ave at Lindenwood Place and B 12 feet northwest. Jamieson Ave at Lindenwood Place and B 25 feet north.
Yep, and that is correct. Now, the one thing it didn't do was tell us what side it's on. I know what side it's on, but let's see if it tells us that when we get closer. It should, I believe.
Jamieson Ave at Lindenwood Place and B 60 feet north.
And it keeps saying Jamieson at Lindenwood. That's the nearest Google place. And as we travel away from it, because it would be north of us because we're heading south. But you notice it already gave us the next street, Bancroft
heading
Avenue,
southwest,
which is 700 feet away. So.
Lindenwood Place and B 120 feet north.
So, I mean, you always get feedback with this. You're never really
heading south.
You're never really without feedback, assuming you're in an area with streets.
Jamieson Ave at Lindenwood Place and B 210 feet north.
Yeah, that intersection, it keeps reporting that. Well, because we have the distance turned on and that keeps changing. So we're actually going to cross four streets. We're going to cross four of them. And one of them has a traffic light. Okay. So, anyway, like I say, I think it's a great app. It's well worth the price. I mean, the Seeing Eye one, you can do a subscription. But the one, I think, the lifetime version, it's like a couple hundred dollars. It's so much more expensive than this. And Nearby Explorer is just so much better. No comparison, really.
Bancroft Avenue ahead 270 feet.
Yep. So that street's ahead in 270 feet. And again, I haven't had to interrogate my screen or shake the phone or anything to get any of this that's been spoken. It's all automatic. I had thought about actually doing this podcast during the beta. There was no non-disclosure agreement, but I didn't see the point because it's like, what good is it to demonstrate something?
Bancroft Avenue, destination on Jamieson Avenue will be in 0.3 miles.
What good does it do to demonstrate something and then say, oh, by the way, it's not available yet? That's just pointless, I think. So I figured I'd wait till it was released. But like I say, I was
Bancroft Avenue ahead 120 feet.
I was a beta tester for this and the Android version, actually. And they
Revolve screen printing 480 feet southwest.
So that's a new point of interest, your Revolve screen printing. I'm not sure what that is either. But it says southwest, and we're heading south, so we know that's
ahead 60 feet.
We know that's slightly ahead of us and slightly to the right than if it's southwest.
Bancroft Avenue.
Yep, Bancroft Avenue, and we just have arrived at that street right now. We're going to go ahead and cross. There's no light here, so we can go ahead and just cross it. And we will do so. Okay, and it'll give us the next street, which will be Sutherland. And it should announce that here in just a minute.
Jamieson Avenue, Sutherland Avenue ahead 270 feet.
Yep. Yes, indeed. So again, the Seeing Eye one would not have announced that Bancroft Avenue until we got there, unless it counts down the distance to a street on the screen, but it's not automatically spoken. I don't know why they didn't add that. So. Yep, I'm really glad this app is available now on iOS. I know a lot of people have already bought it, and
Sutherland Avenue ahead 180 feet.
You know, so it's really really awesome. I was really
excited. Steve Zielinski, Farm Pharmacy 420 feet southwest, near Jamieson Ave at Lansdowne and B Bus Station 360 feet south, near Evolve Screen Printing 300 feet west. Near Mom's Deli Food 300 feet south. Sutherland Avenue ahead 120 feet.
Yep, so there's the Mom's Deli place. We're actually going to go right past it. I know I've used that as a destination before. By the way,
Mom's Deli 210 feet south.
Just a really quick side note. If you're looking for another mainstream GPS... If you're looking for another mainstream GPS app to play with, there's one out now called Here We Go. I haven't tried it yet for Android, but on iOS it's fairly accessible. Some of the buttons have kind of funky labels.
Mom's Deli 120 feet south.
But it's a pretty good accessible mainstream GPS app. That one and Google Maps, I think, are the two best ones. I actually don't like Apple Maps very much.
Lansdowne Avenue ahead 270 feet.
Yeah, we just crossed Sutherland now.
A destination on Jamieson Avenue will be in 990 feet. Mom's Deli 60 feet south.
Yeah, we're passing Mom's Deli now, but I actually don't like Apple Maps too much. The Maps app that's built into the iPhone. I'm just not a huge fan. I've tried it a few times, and I don't know. It doesn't tell you the distance to something until you actually open it. That's one of the things I didn't like about it. So again, Here We Go and Google Maps are my two favorite current mainstream apps.
Lansdowne Avenue ahead 180 feet.
Yep.
Heading southwest.
Go through this little... I got outside tables here at Mom's Deli, so we're going to pass through those.
Near Lindenwood Drug Pharmacy 120 feet southwest. Near Jamieson Ave at Lansdowne NB Bus Station 30 feet south. Lansdowne Avenue ahead 120 feet. Jamieson Ave at Lansdowne NB 26 feet south. Jamieson Ave at Lansdowne NB 10 feet southwest. Jamieson Ave at Lansdowne NB 9 feet north. Jamieson Ave at Lansdowne NB 22 feet north.
That's one reason why I don't keep the distance setting on, because it does add a lot of extra verbiage, but I thought I'd have it on for the podcast. All right, this street has a traffic light, and it looks like... Okay, let's see. Yep, we can go. Okay, let's go.
Lansdowne Avenue.
Lansdowne Avenue, yes. That's what we're crossing.
Heading south. Jamieson Ave at Lansdowne NB 60 feet north.
Okay. We have one more street to cross.
Lansdowne Ave at Jamieson EB bus station 120 feet west. Jamieson Avenue, Plainview Avenue ahead 270 feet.
Plainview Avenue, yep, and that's the last street that we will cross.
Plainview Avenue ahead 180 feet.
I probably will turn off that point of interest distance setting after we get done with the podcast, because it really does add a lot of extra speech.
Plainview Avenue ahead 120 feet.
Good night for a walk.
Jamieson EB 210 feet northwest.
A little humid, but it's pretty nice out. Okay. Almost to that street.
Heading south. Destination on Jamieson Avenue will be in 480 feet. Plainview Avenue.
All right, this is the last street that we cross. There we go. Okay, we are on the last block. Now again, I wonder if this is gonna... I beta tested this, but I did a couple of routes, but I mainly tested the stuff about telling you where you are. That's what I use more than anything.
Avenue, Hillsland Avenue, right side, 180 feet.
So there's another street.
Near right front auto car repair, 390 feet northwest. Near Catholic Supply of St. Louis Church, 360 feet south. Near Coletta Candle Co. Store, 360 feet southeast. Heading southeast. Heading south. Hillsland Avenue, right side, 120 feet.
And that's on the right side. We're not going to cross that.
Destination on Jamieson Avenue will be in 270 feet. Near Beltone Hearing Aid Service Health, 360 feet south. Near Durbin Patrick HMD Doctor, 360 feet south. Near Catholic Supply of St. Louis Church, 270 feet south. Chippewa Street ahead, 330 feet.
Yeah, Chippewa Street. We're not going to cross
heading
that
southeast.
One.
Heading south. Destination on Jamieson Avenue will be in 180 feet. Catholic Supply of St. Louis, 180 feet south.
Yep. It's announcing that POI, and that's our destination. I can already tell you one bit of feedback I'm going to give them. I'll probably post that as soon as I get
Chippewa
back.
Chippewa Street ahead, 200. Destination on Jamieson Avenue will be in 120 feet.
I'll explain
Catholic
what that is when we get there.
Supply of St. Louis, 120 feet south.
Okay, we go across this alley, and...
You have arrived at Catholic Supply of St. Louis. Catholic Supply of St. Louis, 60 feet southeast.
Yeah, see, it doesn't... Okay.
Chippewa Street ahead, 150 feet.
It doesn't tell you what side it's on, though. That's a feature that the Android one does do. Maybe they are planning on implementing that. That is probably the only downside to the app. It doesn't tell you... doesn't tell you what side it's on. I will give them feedback on that when I get back. So that's the one thing that the Seeing Eye app will do if you're heading to a destination. Again, it is version 1.0, so they may add that, but I will definitely post that to the Nearby Explorer list as soon as I get back, actually. All right, well, when we head back, let's go ahead and switch the provider to Foursquare.
Open,
and we'll see if the points of interest are any different.
Explorer.
So, to do that,
County St. Louis City, Street Number 4, approaching Chippewa. Guidance, you have arrived at Catholic Supply of St. Louis. Switch button on.
Yeah.
Nearby Catholic Supply.
So
of
we
St.
do nearby.
Show menu.
Swipe down.
Choose search provider.
Choose search provider.
Search provider selected. Google Play Foursquare.
And let's do Foursquare.
Select Nearby Explorer. Heading near 15 Step Historic Site, 150 feet west. Near Jamieson and Chippewa Road, 120 feet south. Near his home residential, 90 feet north. Near Reckless Abandoned Art Museum, 90 feet southwest. Near his home residential, 60 feet north. Heading northwest.
Okay.
Hillsland Avenue, left side, 120 feet.
Okay.
Heading north.
So we'll head back now, and then we'll wrap this up. So you can already tell using Foursquare.
His home, 29 feet north.
That... The POIs are definitely a little bit different.
Left side, 60 feet. His home, 15 feet northeast. His home, 7 feet east. Plainview Avenue ahead, 270 feet.
His home. I guess somebody marked that. yeah, I think I'll definitely be turning.
Near Dante's Inferno Strip Club, 120 feet northwest. Near Jamieson Road, 60 feet west. Near AJHS Playground, 30 feet northeast. Heading northwest.
So you can see that the point of interests are actually quite different between the two. As far as which one's better, I don't know if one's better than another one.
Plainview Avenue ahead, 180 feet.
But just experiment. You know, try the different
heading
ones.
North. Near Dante's Inferno Strip Club, 60 feet west.
See, I really don't know of any strip club around here. It's mostly all apartments. If it's a strip club, it's well concealed. It's not a bar or anything like that. That's for sure. But who knows? I mean, with Foursquare, you do tend to get a lot of odd labels like that one that his home. You know, somebody just labeled it as that. So you get, in some ways, maybe some, I don't know if I call it garbage entries, but then again, you do get some interesting things like a playground and things like that. So, you know, it's... It's definitely Foursquare is definitely very dynamic as far as what people label. So again, you know, it's good to have both. And as you can see now, the
Dante's Inferno, 120 feet south.
The Dante's Inferno. That's what that is. Of course, Dante was the writer of the Inferno back in the 13th century.
Lansdowne Avenue ahead 270 feet.
Yeah. So we just crossed Plainview, and Lansdowne will be the next street. We'll see what other points of interest we get with Foursquare on the way back.
Dante's Inferno 210 feet south. Near bus stop, EP, Lansdowne AVAP Jamieson A bus 270 feet northwest.
Hello.
Near back of the truck event space 240 feet north. Lansdowne Avenue ahead 180 feet. Near White Front Auto Automotive 210 feet north. Near bus stop, EP, Lansdowne AVAP Jamieson A bus 240 feet northwest. Near Teresa and Joel's residential 210 feet north. Near back of the truck event space 180 feet north. Near White Front Auto Automotive 180 feet north. Lansdowne Avenue ahead 120 feet. White Front Auto 120 feet north. Lansdowne Avenue ahead 60 feet.
Okay. And again, all that, I didn't have to do a thing. I didn't shake the phone or anything. All of it was just spoken. So, in some ways,
Lansdowne Avenue.
Okay, here we are.
Near Mindenwood Drug Pharmacy, 120 feet northwest. Truck event space, 60 feet northeast.
Okay, gotta wait for this light. Let's see. There we are. Okay. Let's go ahead and get across the street.
Heading north. Back of a truck 27 feet northeast.
What I'll do, let me go ahead and turn off
the truck 12 feet northeast.
Let me go ahead and turn off that point of interest distance setting. And I think that'll get rid of a lot of this extraneous speech. Again, you can use that if you want, but let me turn that off and see if
nearby position 13 feet east. Off.
See if it cuts down on a little of that. Okay.
Screen locked.
There.
Jamieson Avenue.
Okay.
Again, north.
You can use
Sutherland Avenue ahead 270 feet. Near Teresa and Joel's residential.
Yeah, that's why I turned that off, because it does produce a little bit, almost too much speech. But again, you have total control over what's spoken and who isn't and what
near
isn't.
Near White Front Auto Automotive. Near back of a truck event space. Near Mindenwood Drug Pharmacy. Near Mom's Deli Bodega. Near Teresa and Joel's residential.
Well,
near the bakery
somewhat.
Lounge.
The bakery.
Near Mom's Deli Bodega. Sutherland Avenue ahead 100.
So really, around here, now the other thing with Foursquare too is events are posted, so you'll hear about those, but around here, at least in this area, we actually seem to be getting a lot more points of interest.
Sutherland Avenue ahead 90 feet.
With
near FinTaxi.
Foursquare.
Near Killer Strip Club. Near the Bakery Lounge.
What is it with all this strip club stuff around here? I don't know if it's concealed in people's apartments or what, because there's no obvious strip clubs around here. There really isn't. I don't know what that is. But as you can see, though, we're actually getting a lot more points of interest around here with Foursquare
Sutherland Avenue
than we are with Google's. And here we are at Sutherland. We'll cross that, and we have one more street to cross then. So now you may find in your area that Google is more has more places. So again, you experiment. Try them both. And
Jamieson Avenue. Bancroft Avenue ahead 270 feet.
And see which one works for you. But
near Mom's Deli Bodega. Near Killer Strip Club. Near the Bakery Lounge. Near FinTaxi.
And this is why I had said you can set how many places it gives you from 1 to 8. And that's why you don't want to set it to 8. Because it really gives you almost too much speech. 4 is a good option. You might even set it in an area like this. You could probably even get away with setting it to less than that. But 8, I tried 8 for a while, and it's just way too much speech. It's overkill. But again, it gives you the choice if you want to do that.
Bancroft Avenue ahead 120 feet.
Yep, and that'll be the last street we cross to go back. But I'm really glad, though, that I was able to demonstrate the difference in points of interest between Google and Foursquare, what they offer. I was hoping that would have played out. I actually hadn't really tried that before. Yeah.
Bancroft Avenue.
Yep, and that's what we have just come up to. We'll go across it, and that is our last street to cross.
Jamieson Avenue, Lindenwood Avenue ahead 750 feet.
Yep, and Lindenwood's ahead 750 feet, and we're not going to go that far, though. But it's good that the app, the program tells you right away what the next one is. It just, again, as soon as you turn and it knows what direction you're going and what street it is, that is spoken. That's something that not even the Seeing Eye or a Blind Square do. With the Seeing Eye, it doesn't tell you until you get there. Blind Square, you can shake the phone and it'll tell you, but again, the best thing to have is the automatic feedback like what this provides. Screen is locked, you're just holding your phone, and whatever you want spoken, you enable it, and it's just automatically provided to you. You don't have to do a thing, and that's the way it should be. So, and once they add the feature where it tells you what side the destination's on, it'll be perfect, pretty much. It's the only thing it's lacking at this point. And that may or may not be a deal breaker for you. It's an important feature. I would say it's certainly not a deal breaker for me.
Near G's Tattoo Art Gallery, near Chateau Kim, near Paul's Theater House Indie Movies.
Again, there's no theaters around here or anything like that. But it just shows you the difference in the points of interest that it'll give you. Right. Well, we should be just about home here in a little bit. We're definitely on the block. It's a long block. Imagine how much speech you would have had if you turned on the address, you know, the street number. That all is changing. You know, having that spoken all the time, that would probably get annoying pretty quick, actually. But again, it is there if you want it. Lindenwood ahead 270 feet. Again, we're not going to go that far, though. All right. It was dead on, though, with saying we arrived at the destination. I mean, it was right there.
Near Paul's Theater House Indie Movies. Lindenwood Avenue ahead 180 feet. Near G's Tattoo Art Gallery.
All right. Well, here we are. All right. All right, I'm going to pause this. Let's go inside, and we will... there goes a nice bus going by there. All right, anyway, let's pause this, and we'll go inside and wrap things up. All right, well, we're back here, back inside, and I just went and had a nice swig of Gatorade, which was good. It is kind of humid out there, but anyway... That should give you a good overview, though, of how Nearby Explorer works. Again, I think it's awesome. Very good app. As soon as I end this and upload it, I'm going to
post a message to the Nearby Explorer list asking about telling you what side your destination's on, because that is something I do think that should be added. But other than that, I mean, the app is really, it's just awesome. As far as if I had to rank them, the blindness apps, really, again, I'm thinking of three here. I think there might still be some other ones out there for blind people. I don't know if Ariadne's still around or any of those, but the three that are really talked about would be this one, Blind Square, and the Seeing Eye app. If I had to rank them, this is my own opinion, of course, but Nearby Explorer would be at the top, hands down. The automatic feedback that it provides, as you saw, was just amazing. No having to shake your phone, no having to query the screen for anything. You set the options you want, turn off the ones you don't, and pretty much turn off the screen and off you go. And everything is provided to you. So that would be my top pick by far. The next one, second, would be Blind Square. Now, Blind Square does not give you turn-by-turn directions. So you will have to use another app for that, like Google Maps. Or again, I would say give this Here We Go app a try. It's free, and it works really well, too. And it does do driving and walking directions. Some of the icons in it are a little oddly labeled, but usually you can figure out what it is. So Blind Square would be second, mainly because it does provide a lot of automatic feedback when your screen is locked. I do wish it counted the street down more. It tells you, like, you know, street in like 75 feet. And every once in a while, it does tell you the direction of travel. But I wish that it also, like, as soon as you turned, I wish it would speak that. Now, you can get that information from the screen. There's a button on the bottom right on Blind Square where you can set it to show the direction, how fast you're going, or I think the GPS accuracy. You can toggle between the three. But other than that, you got to shake the phone to get that information. So that would be my second choice. Seeing Eye would be at the bottom, honestly, because, again, the feedback that it provides when your screen is off is just, it's just so minimal. I mean, it tells you what street you get to right when you get to it, but it's not, the automatic distance to that street is not counted down at all. It's on the screen, but when you're walking, especially as a blind person using a cane or a guide dog, you can't be feeling around on your screen while you're doing that. Number one, it's very difficult to do, and number two, it's not safe to be doing that. So that's why it's so important for the app to provide you as much automatic feedback as possible. And again, when you turn, the direction isn't spoken. You have to, with the Seeing Eye app, you got to shake the phone, and then the entire screen is spoken, pretty much. So it just, that one, for me at least, ranks at the bottom. If Sendero wants to keep that app competitive, they're going to have to do some upgrading on that. There's just, or otherwise Nearby Explorer is just going to kill it. There's no comparison. So that would be my order of recommendation. Nearby Explorer first, Blind Square second, and Seeing Eye goes at the bottom. But again, you know, that's just my own view. What works for one may not work for another. So, you know, you have to use what works for you. But anyway, again, I strongly recommend the app. I think it's a great app. It's reasonable price. And like I say, as soon as I record this, I'm going to go post a message to the Nearby Explorer list asking about telling you what side the destination's on. So anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast, the demonstration. I had three or four people request that I do this, and I was happy to do so. So I hope you did find it worth your while, and I hope it is what you wanted, and I hope it helped you in your decision. If any of you want to contact me, by all means, love feedback. My email address it's my ham radio call sign, so it's the letter N as in November, the number 0, OXY, at charter, charter, .net. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and upload this, and happy traveling to everybody.